Lisa Matthews here alongside Rashad Johnson. You guys survived the dog pound. Wasn't easy. What was the turning point for you guys? I would say halftime. You guys really made some adjustments there.
I think it was all halftime. First half, we weren't really focused at all. We came out, I felt like, thinking we were going to win this game. It felt a lot like Atlanta last year. Guys really channeled in the second half, really focused. And it just shows, the character of this team to be able to bounce back and get it going the way that we did in the second half. But, to a good team, we can't really fall behind like that.
What was said during halftime? Take me inside that locker room as much as you can say, but there was really a change of pace there.
Yeah, it was, B.A. just challenged us. I mean, he was straightforward, told us we didn't play well. We were pretenders. We talk a big talk, but nobody's playing up to par. Our five-star guys weren't playing five-star. Our role players weren't doing what they're supposed to do and basically just said, you guys are pretenders. If you ain't going to come out and be contenders the second half, we might as well stay in. So he really challenged us, and we really, got a fire lit up under us. And like I said, we channeled our energy and our focus in making sure that we played well in that second half.
You were able to close the margin with the interceptions there. Take me through that play. Showed a lot of athleticism there, too.
It was slot formation. They had 18 inside. First thing I saw was him run a quick out and 11 run a post. And at that point, I felt he was going to turn up, and he did on a wheel route because they know we play a lot of cover one, something to double move to give them a chance. And I just broke out of the middle. I knew Pat was one-on-one with 11. He handles his business pretty well, so I let him be. And I just went over to the outside, and he threw it there. And I was just able to, tap my feet, show a little bit of athleticism, and make a play for my team. That's the most important thing.
Bruce Arians didn't want to talk a lot about the bye week before this game, obviously. But being 6-2 heading into the bye week, how does that feel?
It feels great. I mean, you always want to be undefeated. But, we'll take 6-2. The ball is in our court. As long as we take care of business the second half of the season like we did the first half, we have the place we want to be, at home in the playoffs, a chance to win this thing.
Thanks, Rashad.